time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we'll be talking about chasing airplay and how do I obtain it. But before we get started, let's go ahead and cover the show like we always do. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to express ourselves in this industry of music, allowing us to reach out to the youth and open up some doors for them and having them to connect with people that's doing things in this business. Lord, we ask that you give them the blessing that they seek and that they will seek you diligently doing so. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. As I said, tonight we'll be talking about chasing airplay and how do I obtain it. This is the ultimate for most music artists. We go into the recording studio. We lay down our emotions, our expressions, our thoughts. And this is what we chase. We're chasing that airplay to try to get to the next level and let the world know about our creative. Now, the question is, how do we do it? How do we obtain it? And that's what we'll be talking about tonight. DJ Karma Love, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Welcome to the show. DJ Karma Love is our guest tonight. She'll be tuning in and telling us about this topic tonight. Thank you for locking in, DJ Karma Love. Please tell our audience who you are, what it is that you do, and why it is what you do.
Oh, wow. Well, my name is DJ Karma Love. Been doing it for 36 years now. Started off in the music industry as a roadie. Went from a roadie to DJing and DJing clubs and now on radio. And also have a record label, Hostile Magazine. And the reason why I'm doing all this is to offer the indie artists, the unsigned artists, pipelines into the industry, trying to school them or educate them on the things that they need to step up their game. Because you and me both know there's a lot of artists that would rather just spit lyrics, write all day long, stay in the lab, rather than learn the business end. But the business end is where you're going to, is basically what is going to put you in the right position to play with the big boys.
And that's absolutely the truth. The business is the business. So so that's...
Ain't
that,
changing.
Say it again?
I said it's not going to change.
It's not going to change. Absolutely. So now, with that said, you know, the average artist, they are seeking airplay. Typically, I don't care when they go in that studio, they can say, well, I'm just doing this just so I can record. But ultimately, the ultimate goal is to get on, become a national recording artist, probably for about 90% of them, I would say.
Right.
If not 100.
Yeah.
What are some tips that you can give our audience on stepping up their game so that they can get to that level?
Okay, let's start back at ground zero.
Yeah.
You create those lyrics, but when you create those lyrics, you got to realize, or you got to figure out and look at who you're going to market that track to eventually. If you're going to stay a street artist, then by all means, go ahead, put whatever you want in it. And, you know, you can cuss all day long. Nobody's really caring because it's just you're selling it to the street. But if you plan on creating a track that you want in a major retail outlet, you know, Walmart, Best Buy, or whatever, then you have to, of course, make the clean and edited copy. If you're going to put it on national airplay, you have to make sure, again, that some of those stations, they're not going to play anything with cuss words in it. And cuss words could be a whole lot of words today. It could be the N-word, it could be the H, you know, whatever. But if you plan on having it on the major network, the poor radio station, then you have to clean it up. And a lot of the artists don't know how to clean it up. They'll think the N-word is not a bad word because it's an everyday household word. But it's not the case because they got to look at who is listening to that station. Internet radio stations, you kind of like you go a little bit further and get away with, you know, the words and everything. But even them now are cleaning it up. That's what you pretty much have to look at.
Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, okay, let's say I do get to the level that I have obtained the airplay. How is it tracked that so I can get paid for it?
Well, the minute you create that track, once it's mixed, once it's mastered, and you get it back from your producer, and you've actually paid that producer for that track, that's very important because a lot of places will not play anything that has producer's tags in it. I got into an argument just yesterday from a producer that instead of him registering his stuff, he throws producer's tags and all of this stuff. Well, that's ripping off the artist because the artist is limited to where they can put that track. So the minute you get your paperwork on that track, on that beat, and you register it in your pro account, whether it's ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, once those are listed, then you want to turn around and go and copyright it. Then after that, you want to go and run it through MediaBase. Because a lot of the core stations and even some of the internet radio stations, they do submit the reports for their spins, you know, so that you can get credit for your spin count.
Wow. Now, can I go right to a radio station and get airplay?
I want to say yeah, but you want to get in good with that DJ. You don't want to swap that DJ's email with a bunch of tracks. I'll tell an artist, you know, go ahead and submit me, you know, your track, and then I'll get a whole album in my email. I'm not going to listen to the whole album. Forget it. I'm going to go through that album, and I'm going to look for the track that I heard. That's it. So you don't want to swamp that DJ with a bunch of tracks. And then again, you don't want to charge that DJ for that CD. I've had that happen too. So you're going to have to, it's not hard to do. There's companies out there that will take all the legwork out of it, but you can go online and get a listing of all the core radio stations in every state there is. Go visit, take some time and go visit those websites. And there's stipulations on what to do as far as submitting the music. Some of them you have to send out a whole EPK. Some of them you just have to send one track. Some of them they may want a link to where it is. Not SoundCloud, but maybe a MediaFire or something like that. And some of them may want a WAV file. And then you also, when you're coming out of the lab with your project, you want to make sure you have an instrumental. You want to make sure that you have a clean version and an explicit version. You want to send that whole DJ pack over to the DJ because they're going to put their little spin on it, and they're going to chop it up and mix it for that show.
Wow. Now, you say for the DJ themselves. Now, my question is, because I've heard this in the, you know, heard this in rumor, that there's... they have actually program directors that you go to. Do you go through the program director, or can you go through the DJ that actually spin the record?
Sometimes you can go directly to the DJ. Like some stations do give the DJs a little bit more leeway over their particular show. Otherwise, yeah, you're going to have to go find the program director. We're lucky with the Wear Radio fam to, you know, we're our own program director. So artists can go right to us. But, like, say, for instance, you were going up on the Kiss FM network, you know, you would have to most definitely contact the program director there.
Okay.
But that doesn't always happen. But there are some DJs that are that have a residence on a station, okay, that will accept albums and whatever it is that you're there with at a particular club.
Oh, that's awesome to know. Now, how, do you know of any actually, Carmel, I'm getting ready to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
And definitely please keep it locked and loaded right here on Hip Hop National Radio. If you got questions, please call in at 213-559-2995. That's what a brother get for trying to multitask. So we'll be back in a moment. We have our guest, DJ Carmel Love, on with us, giving us the business on how to obtain airplay. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us. There's more in a minute.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Want to take control over your money and your own investments? Forget the stock market. Look no further. Go to www.onlineforex.net.
Onlineforex.net. Onlineforex.net.
Visit www.onlineforex.net today and take part in their special promotion and get the best sign-up offers available. Onlineforex.net. The Online Forex website for you.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Toppers with Toppers is... that fire, fire. All I do is work, 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 work. From the cradle to the dirt, all I do is work, 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 work. From the cradle to the dirt, all I do is work, 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 work. From the cradle to the dirt, all I do is work, work, work. You hard at working, no, I'm working hard. They think I'm on the diet, I'm losing all this weight. They call me Pistol Pete, cause I keep that 38. In the street, straight yellow line, middle of the lane. In the parking lot, I'm pimping, cause she kissing on the rain. Some people say I'm different, way before I got the fame. That's cause I'm working hard, and putting in the paper. Got money on the table, rack on rack on rack. Put your hands across the table, we go black, go black, go black. Hard-earned money, that paper people died for. Since I am the best, I knew they put it on the line.
Work, 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 work. From the cradle to the dirt, all I do is work, work.
Stereo, a play that's on the radio. Ooh, that's hot, yeah, I know. So
All right, tonight we're talking about chasing airplay. How do I obtain it? My guest tonight is DJ Carmel Love. We're digging in on this topic, so we're going to ask her, what is a promoter? Because I've heard that they have record promoters.
Radio
promoters. How do we get in contact with these kind of people, and what is it exactly do they do?
Well, radio promoter, first of all, you're going to have cash behind you because they do charge, just as any other promoter. And what they do now, because it was such a big stink, I want to say like towards the end of last year, this year, the radio stations were charging artists to pay to play. And that's when the internet world came in, and then all of a sudden you've got a gazillion internet stations that popping up all over. Excuse me. But the radio or the radio promoter, what they'll do is they go around and they scout people out to find tracks, and you pay them to pretty much promote your track to the different radio stations, to the different DJs. But, like I said, it's the same thing, and I'm probably going to shut down a whole lot of businesses, but I don't care. I'm not all touchy-feely with promoters. Just from past experience. But, you can do the same thing if you spend time on the internet and do it yourself.
Okay. But I mean, is there a protocol? Because I mean, sometimes in this industry, we can step on toes and then close some doors. So is there a protocol?
You're working with a promoter that you're going to pay.
Yeah.
You want to pretty much just make sure that you're going to cap yourself at how much you're going to pay. You got to stand your ground and say when you've paid that promoter enough. As far as protocol, just make sure that your track, you have what he needs to put you out there. Because that promoter, if you're going to go with him, they can only do so much with what you give them. So if you're giving them a complete package, then you should be good to go. But there again, like I said, if you want to save some money, do it yourself.
Do it yourself. All right.
Well, no, I'm saying do it yourself, you know, because, Al, a lot of people are in their or they don't have a whole lot of money, but they're so reliant on other people to do things for them. This is why they don't know anything. And it's really sad. If you're an indie unsigned artist, it's really important for you to know the business end. What happens when you give that track to a radio promoter? Or what happens when it gets to the DJ? Or what happens when you, what are you supposed to do with that track once it's made? You just throw it up on Facebook or Twitter or whatever? No. You know, and if you're relying on somebody else, then if for some reason you cut the alliance that you have with your team, you're stuck doing it yourself. You're screwed.
Mm-hmm. I want to switch gears for a second. What type of radio show do you have, and do you play music? Could these artists also become a part of your program and get their music out there?
Oh yeah, I mean I have I have a high standard that I keep on my show. I listen to everything that people. I will listen. I won't say I listen to everything. I'll take that lie back. I listen to one or two tracks. If they send me 5, 6, 7, I'm not listening to them all. But if they send me, you know, one or two tracks, I listen to them. And if I like that quality, I will play them on the show. The only thing that, you know, we ask anybody to do is to share the link that the station is playing on. Because if we don't get listeners, then what's the use of us spinning your track?
Absolutely.
Who's going to hear it? And they don't know, you know, because I get tracks from all over, and there's, I'm going back and I'm looking to see who's actually sharing the link to the station on their social networking link. And if I don't see anything, but then they're coming to me like 2 weeks later and say, hey, did you spin my track, and what was the, you know, what was the feedback I got? And I'll just tell them, I didn't get no feedback because you didn't tell nobody the track was playing.
And, you know, I have to agree with you that that is really important, because it's like one watches the other. You want airplay on our programs. Then you need to address our protocol to bringing your music to our show so we can help move your product. Cause
exactly. And here's another thing that people don't realize, okay? Just as Wear Radio, just as Kiss FM, just as 106, 109.91, 107.3, 107.5, you know, it's if you don't tell people that that track is there, that track will spin it once, and it's going to the dump. But if we get a lot of requests for that, because we have a request line, every radio station have a request line, so all they have to do is just send that request number out to their friends, their fans, their family, whoever. You know, blast it out there, because the more it's requested, the heavier it gets in rotation.
Absolutely. No, I have to second that emotion. All right. In the light of internet radio versus FM radio, is there a difference, as in the sense of, you know, some of these internet radio stations is not a BDS or media based format? What benefits do artists have if it is not?
If it's not, it's exposure. A lot of DJs I know are on internet-based stations that aren't connected to BDS, or, you know, don't report spins. But there again, that DJ, that's not their only hometown. You know, they if they're a DJ and they're a good one on an internet station, more than likely, 9 times out of 10, that DJ is going to have DJ friends who are spinning in clubs, who are in DJ record pools, and have other connections outside that station. So it's good. You know, you can get the exposure. And if that DJ is really feeling it and they're getting a lot of requests, you know, their phone lines are blowing up, then, yeah, they're going to take it and give it, pass it on. They're not going to just keep it themselves unless they're a stingy DJ, but I doubt that very seriously.
Okay. So ultimately, for them to get on internet or get on, let's say Reverb Nation, put their stuff on MySpace, all these outlets that allow them to express music, is advantageous for them regardless. It doesn't matter how it goes out there, because it stands a chance to be reached ears that they normally wouldn't reach. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And it's a start. Because if you never know who is watching that internet station. You never know. There could be a core station or a core DJ listening to that internet station, and they're hearing that buzz. Well, of course, that internet station wants to pick it up, especially if it's a hometown artist. And they will pick it up just to build their buzz. So, you know, like I said, it is a start. And a lot of people are against now. It's a start if that radio, that internet-based radio station has listeners. If that internet-based station does not have listeners, and I'm just telling it like it is, it's not going to do you any good. So if an internet station comes to you and they say, hey, I want to spin this on my show, go back and do your homework. Find out how many viewers, how many active listeners, if it's a blog talk station, find out how many active listeners that station has. Find out how many viewers if it's a Ustream show, because there's a lot of Ustream shows popping up now. And some of them have, you know, they're actually out there doing the work to build their buzz and their fan base. And so they're actually doing something to help, not hinder the unsigned artists.
It's not that I don't agree with you, but I would beg to differ a little bit here, because even though the internet station may have just started and just, you know, they're beginning to start their platform, they may just be starting with you. And
yeah,
you
true.
That first
but
one.
But it's not going to stay that way.
Yeah, and that's the thing because, I mean, I'm here now 2 years. We got 580-something K listeners listening to our program over time through various formats of the things that we do on the internet. But the point is, my question is, you have to start at somewhere, and you have to give someone a chance just like you want them to give you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that?
Okay, well, if they're just starting, that's fine, because you don't expect everything to blow up overnight. It's going to take time. But if that host of that particular internet station is doing their job and working to build their fan base and their listeners base like you have, then, yeah, it will eventually grow, and you can grow with that station. But what I'm saying is that, yeah, to start off, you're not going to have no listeners, but it's not going to stay that way. If it's staying that way, if I listen to your show and I see after 2 years that you only have 10 active listeners, why would I put my tracks on your show?
I have to totally agree with you on that. But I'll say this. So, suppose you had 10 active listeners, but those 10 active listeners that come to support you, and I agree, but I, again, the reason why I say you got 10 active listeners, but one of those active listeners is really connected in the industry. And the thing it is, they can if they hear the right music at the right time, and if somebody being there 2 years, if they got 10 active listeners, they better quit. That's my opinion. But
that's what I'm saying. It's not going to stay 10.
Yeah,
if you're doing your job, obviously you're doing something. If every show you have more active listeners. Active listeners is not the only important part. What about people that go back to the show to listen to the replay?
Absolutely. I've had one show. I'm talking about within 8 hours after the show, it got 10,500 hits.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that, you know, a show that's just now starting out is bunk. No, I'm saying if that host of that show is actually doing their job and promoting that show, it's going to grow. It's going to benefit the artist. But if that host of the show is just sitting back doing nothing, it's going to hinder that artist. There's no need for him to put his track on there.
Well, now, the thing that gets me is I see a lot of artists who say they want the airplay, but they are and like I heard you say pay to play. But I guess these radio stations today have come to the point that, you know, they have to support the program. Is that 100% unethical, or is it something that they have to do in order to pay the bills?
I think it's unethical, personally. I was totally against that when it came out. And the reason is, you know, they have commercials. They've got people that pay to get a 30-second slot on that radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And just because the indie artists, who are 9 times out of 10 hungry, they don't have the money that the major artists have to drop into their promo or marketing program.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about an indie artist who's just wanting to get heard. But it's actually a two-way street. It's a double-edged sword. There's some out there that are respectable, that respect the station and ask in a respectable manner, and I know I say respectable because that is important. They ask that station in a respectful way if they would play their track. But then you have some out there that are, I'm not going to cuss, but, you know, it's a donkey. It's another name for a donkey.
The back end of a donkey, huh?
Yeah, the butt end of a donkey. And, you know, they expect that DJ to play it just because they're unsigned. I get, you know, I get the same thing. You don't come to me, you don't tell me what I'm going to do with my show.
Mm-hmm.
That's disrespectful. So, yeah, the you know, they just saw it as a moneymaker and they wanted to charge the artist, but at the same time, they could have did it to teach the unsigned artist a lesson as far as show respect. They worked both ways.
All right, I'm gonna put myself out there right now, okay? Because we have a program that is set up and designed to get your music in front of major players. We bring major players on our show, and I know you've been checking us out for some time too, Carmel. But we bring them on. Now, we created packages to help build the artist's story. Most artists that come to us do not have a story. They have not they've never had airplay, or they've never been in a, had a write up in a magazine. And we've put these packages and things together so that they can advertise in front of the people on our show. Meanwhile, this is we charge a fee for this, but the reason why we do it is because we have to pay for the platform. So
right.
We created a machine for them to use to help them connect the dots with the industry. Now they got something to work, take back into the workplace, to go to clubs, to try to get a job. Because each on a Blog Talk format, it's downloadable. You can actually put it on your iPod and say, look, this is what they're saying for me here. Now, do you disagree with that?
No,
be honest. Be honest.
No, I don't, because where radio even offers promo packages that an artist, and they're all reasonable. It's way less than what the core stations are going to charge you. But an artist has to look at the fact that once you decide to take on that label as an artist, that's a career. And normally to get to where you want in your career, you're going to have to invest in yourself. And if you can't come out and pay for that ad package that's going to promote you and get you where you need to be, then you don't need to be an artist. So, no, I'm not against it.
Okay.
Because
and
why would you take money out of your pocket and off of your table to feed your kids to help somebody else?
Exactly. Well, the thing it is, I see it this way. It takes investing in yourself in order for someone to believe in you. Because if you just go to the studio, you record, and then you drop the ball there, no one's ever going to know about you. At that point in time thereafter, you need to, if you can't do the business yourself, you need to get to put a team, assemble a team that can help you. Connect with the people who can. And if you don't, then they have services out there to help you as well.
Yeah,
but,
and the team that you have to show respect for them because they're working with you, not for you.
Absolutely. Now, that you know, that's a key thing you just mentioned there. A lot of artists believe that they're the boss. You're the boss. You're working for me. And
ain't marketable, but they're the boss.
Haven't paid one dime to nobody to help them.
And haven't made a dime.
And then the thing that I see what happens is they get famous before their time. And meaning their heads get swole and no one wants to work with them. In fact, they want to work as far as they can away from them.
That's true. I see it every day.
Yeah. We'll be back in just a moment. Definitely, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Here's your boy, Mr. Complex, to calm down. Stay with us. There's more to come.
I need to what? I need to what? I want to hear some bones break right now. You don't understand. I'm hyped. I'm going through it right now. Nah. Yeah. Yo, I didn't watch many happy days, but I had some good.
good time. I come from the hood, but I got more than hood rhymes. Some drink their pain away, some smoke their brain away, and dismay just fill this rainy day. I keep it bottled up, role model, follow it up. Yeah, that's life, just eat it and swallow it up. Be a man and suck it in. You're the knowledge out of nothing. Imagine what I do to you if the upchair. Wrong place, wrong time. I'm not in the mood. Crooked eyebrows is normally a sign. You can be silly with Billy. You can play games with James. Tell Corey a story that set flame to your paper planes. And kick over your sandcastle. A buggy rocker, I'm so fast to get your food with no hassle. Suspect to spit. I customize your ass looking with a special fit. A harbor violence. All I wanna hear is
come silence. Come on, you need to calm down. I know some of these cats are straight clowns. You can't run around wowing with the 4 pounds. You gotta hit them in the face with ill sound. Complex. Calm down.
Think I listen to my songs all day long. Looking at my picture, reading my credits wrong. It's every other day, don't call me, I'm busy. Some think I'm a weirdo, straight crazy. They ask my friends, Izzy. No Questlove, got the best glove, ski mask. Robbing the bank, you're forming a blank. I'm unfolding a shank. Yo, I like to thank you for the watch and the watch me. Need to know the time, just ask me. Need to hear me rhyme, just ask me. Need to borrow a dime, just keep walking past me. Your eyes looking glassy, don't cry, pussy. You're all that you eat, you must eat slots of pizza. True that, be myself, yo, there's been a drought. Don't know what wifey up there talking about. She better put some out, cause I'm getting tense. It's not making sense, see I'm electrifying like a fence.
Complex, you need to calm down. I know some of these cats are straight clowns. You can't run around wilding with the 4 pounds. You gotta hit them in the face with ill sound.
Telling them to cool out cause your temper's flaring. They keep pushing you cause they ain't caring. You pull your fist, you're close to swinging. You can't hear God's word with the angels singing. I can't act rational, can't see through this plate of glass I'm smashing through. I don't hear the alarms going off. I don't feel the fire that engaged upon me that I'm blowing off. There's no tomorrow, all that matters is every second. The answers can be found if I look around, but I ain't checking. Something ain't clicking, my last nerve's a ticking. Now I'm burnt, so I'ma overdo your chicken. You take my kindness for weakness. I can't even speak this. Somebody come through with the words of what to do. Freak this.
Complex, you need to calm down. I know some of these cats are straight clowns. You can't run around wilding with the 4 pounds. You gotta hit them in the face with ill sound. Complex, calm down.
See if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
You got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about chasing airplay. How do I obtain it? And my guest tonight is DJ Carmel Love. DJ Carmel Love. What's the name of your radio station? Wait, say that one more time.
Where, it's Where Radio, W-A-I-R Radio. They can go to AIRradio.com, and if they want to catch one of my shows, just click on the show page, shows, and then drop down to Karma Love Show. I air Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific, and my Saturday show should be coming back here shortly, but yep.
So actually,
we also do live interviews and stuff like that as well. So
all right, right after we get off the air tonight, that means you'll be live. So I know you got some work ahead of you. Well, we got about 20 more minutes on our show. You mind staying with us?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'm good. I'm multitasking.
All right. And then we go into our You Say It, We Play It hour. So definitely thank you. Thank you so much for coming in and to assist us tonight.
No problem.
Now, the average artist, they, like I say, they enter this marketplace not knowing what to do. You said that they should do it themselves. Well, do you have some advice on where they can start just so they can do it themselves?
You know what? The best book that I tell a lot of artists that are on my label to get, if they want to really dive in and get like a quick outlook on the music end or the business end of the music business, it's called This Business of Music. It's a definitive guide to the music industry, and I keep that one on my desk at all times. It's by, now I'm going to have to spell this one because I have no idea how to pronounce it, but it's KRASILOVSKY, and they can pick it up on Amazon. They can pick it up at Barnes & Noble. Not even that expensive. I think I paid maybe $15, if that, for the book. But it talks about publishing. It talks about your pro account. It talks about copywriting. It talks about producers. It even talks about management. It talks about signing, what you should look for when you're signing with a major label. And it breaks it down to where, you know, you can really understand it. And then there's so much stuff on the Internet, as long as you don't go to taxi.com. Oops, did I say that? there's a lot of reputable Internet sources that you can use. Google is great. Just put in, you know, learning the music business, and you can find a lot of sources there as well. But it's very important because you can get screwed in the industry. I mean, they're like baby seals in an ocean full of sharks. You're going to get eaten up.
Here in the music industry?
Oh, yeah.
who would do that to anyone in the music?
Oh, man. I've seen it. I've seen people come out and actually quit the music business and ended up with two buttholes because, you know, they got screwed big time.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been doing music since age 12, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I really didn't get my feet wet until I started this Internet program. And I can tell you like this, swimming with sharks, man, you better become an expert because they will eat you up if you can, you allow them to.
Mm-hmm.
And they are there. They are there by all means waiting to attack. They will come through on a consistent basis until you take a stand and refuse to not give up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
If you really desire to do that? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to say, you know, there's a lot of imposters as well. I've exposed a lot of them on Facebook. I'm kind of like known for that because I have my ties to the industry and I know a lot of people and, you know, just I'm watching these people running around Facebook and Twitter and talking about this and talking about that and case in point, somebody was charging $14,000 just to get on a tour, and I'm like, what? Are you serious?
What? Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of tour is that?
I'm not going to mention any names, but yeah, they were running around claiming to be with a major label and charging $14,000 to get on a tour. I'm like, okay, they can pretty much buy out that market with that $14,000, but I'm not going to say anything.
Wow. Yeah, see, I mean, that's just taking advantage of those people who are unaware. And someone will say, wow, this is my opportunity. Man, I could do it. And they have the money, or they have the investment partners who can make it happen, who's just as naive as them, who would do it, and then only to find out you got burned, you know.
Right.
And it's unfortunately sad that it comes to that. It looks like Nia McKinley had joined me. I just want to welcome you to the show, Nia, and let you know I have DJ Carmel Love with me, holding it down with me on this topic, and we will talk with her some other time, but because she's just probably came in to give me some assistance to listen. But definitely, I just want to say, and I want to put it out there again because I've let some time go by. It's Lady Dodd's birthday, guys. That's why I'm holding it down. So definitely,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Lady Dodd. So I have to do. I'm a singer, guys. I just want you guys to know this is what I do in my spare time. So I'm gonna sing for happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dodd. That's it. That's the best I can
do.
See,
you
right
supposed to break it down. You're supposed to get into that alto, you know? Come on now.
With an alto.
Oh, I'm sure she's cracking up.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just got to have a little bit of fun here. And we're gonna it look like, cause so you can get to your show. We're gonna do a wrap up round robin, okay?
No problem.
You had three tips of advice that you can give, and the aspiring artist today who's really trying to chase airplay, trying to get themselves out there. What would you say? Give them as a word of advice.
Three tips.
Yeah.
Do your homework, show respect, and be humble.
Okay. And when you say do your homework, what do you mean?
Do your research. Do your research as far as the business end. Learn how something works so that you're not sitting there thinking that somebody's pulling the wool over your eyes when it's not. They're not. They're there doing their job. It just doesn't happen overnight. There's channels that people have to go to in order to get something done. So if they do their homework, they're not assuming, oh, this person's trying to rip me off, or this person's taking too slow. There's people I've seen that jump from team to team to team to team, thinking that they're going to get it in a little bit faster, but it don't work that way. So do your homework, do your research, learn how stuff works in the business end.
Okay, and then respect. When you say have respect, what do you mean?
Respect meaning respect the people that are there to help you. Don't think that they work for you. I get people singing me tracks saying, yo, ma, play this track. I'm not your mother, because if I was your mother, I would have slapped the hell out of you. You know, or don't get mad because the DJ doesn't want to play it.
Well, let me tell you my experience. The other night, you know, someone hit me up on Facebook and said, yo, my N-I-G-G-A. And I said, so I responded to him. I automatically thought that his music was going to be of crap because of his approach. I told him that I was in the industry, and I've made some connections in this industry. I've come across a lot of people. And I'm not going to tell you I'm this guy and I'm that guy. I'm just a man, child of God, who's trying to make some movements, tell you the truth, and trying to help other people get there. But his approach to me was disrespectful in a sense. But I did say something to him, and then he said, "Oh man, I'm sorry, man. You know, old habits are hard to break." I said, well, honestly, my man, if you're trying, I'm not going to hold this against you, but if you're trying to reach out to somebody, that's not the best approach.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? That all goes with respect. And, I mean, this is a whole nother show topic, but it's how you approach that person. If you're coming to me and I'm DJing or I'm somewhere sitting checking out the scene, because I often do that as well, but if you come to me with your pants hanging down or approach, try to hit on me or approach me in some negative manner, I'm going to turn you off. I'm going to tell you where you can shove that CD. So it's not just me. It's harder because I'm a female in the industry. But, I mean, even if it was a man, and then they turn around and want to argue, I don't think so. You know, so it's the way that they're approaching their language. I don't care if you use that language on the street or at home. But when you go to a job interview, are you going to talk to your potential boss that way?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not going to. So, you know, it's all how you approach that person, and that's respect. They wouldn't like it if I come at them that way. So respect that two-way street.
Absolutely, without a doubt. When I see the respect that people have, it's, you got to look at it in this way. This is a business. This is not something that you took lightly. That's why I would think that's why you went into the recording in there and recorded your product, because you wanted somebody to hear it. But if you're not going to be respectful in the approach in which you talk person to person with someone who may have the connections to help you, then you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not even giving yourself a chance, because this is a business, and so you should approach it at least like a business.
Right. But
especially if you don't know that person and you're trying to get in that circle.
Right.
Because if you don't, they're going to look at you in a whole new light. And and just approaching them in that manner, as this kid, I don't actually know if it was a kid. Actually, I think it was a much older man. Actually, over in his late early to mid 30s. So,
right. Exactly.
And I'm just saying, it doesn't matter how old you are. You got to know that you won't go into a McDonald's or into an establishment of professionals and ask them in any kind of foul language way to do something for you.
Exactly.
If you were going to look for a job, you won't go in there cursing. So why do it in the business that you so desire to be in and thinking that's how you're going to get someone's attention? I'm not going to tell you not to curse in your music, but then you got to have a balance. Because believe me, Lil Wayne got a balance. Lil Wayne got he got music that's and even Jay-Z, all these guys at the top, they got a balance. They got their music that's radio ready, edit and everything, and then they have the music that's for the streets.
That's right.
It's been a wonderful night with you tonight, Carmel. I really appreciate you. I don't want to.
I saw that subject and I was like, oh, yes.
I'm glad you said, oh, yes. Believe me. So I do want to say this. You could tell our audience one more time how they can tune into your show. And we do have our support here on our side, because it's important.
Okay, cool. Well, they can tune in on Thursday nights, 5 p.m. Pacific, and Fridays, 8 p.m. Pacific, to www.wairradio.com. That's W-A-I-R radio. They can follow me on Twitter at Carmel Love Radio, on Facebook at Carmel Love Radio. They can check out Hostile Magazine at hostilemagazine.com. If they have tracks, if they want to email me for possible airplay or to get an interview online, I have had majors on the show as well. So it's a pretty good, as a matter of fact, my show is number 2 right now. It was number 1. But it's like a little contest we have with the Wear Fam. So they can email it to me at Carmelove Radio.
Okay, awesome. Glad to hear that, Carmel. Are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, okay. So definitely, y'all keep it locked. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to DJ Carmel's Love, one more time.
W-A-I-R.
Y'all definitely tune in over there because she's doing some big things, and this is how you do it. This is how you get airplay. You make connection and network with the people who's doing it. Correct?
Oh, yeah. I often get invited to go cover either the award ceremony somewhere or a show or something. So everybody knows DJ Carmelove will be there.
And I just want to close out on this note. It's not necessarily just BDS and media base. In today's time, in the internet age, there are internet stations out there that's really doing their thing, doing it big. This be one of them right here at Hip Hop National Radio. And they got connections in the industry that you would love to be a part of. So by you taking a part in a program, different types of programs, it can help launch your career to the next level. And you have to do a checkup on yourself to evaluate yourself. Do I have what it takes? Do I believe enough in myself? And will I invest in what I need to do to make it happen? That's how it's done across the industry. The people who you've seen made it, they did not lack putting in the time and the investment. It's been a great night. I had Carmel Love on with me tonight. And y'all check her out at WAIR. She's on. That give them that time one more time.
WAIR.com.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys tune in, check her out, because right after we finish on our show tonight, she's on, and she's putting it on strong. Appreciate you, Carmel. Thank you for stopping by.
Appreciate you too. All right.
Okay, we're getting ready to go into You Say It. We play it hour. That's right. That's what we're going to do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in a moment. So y'all get ready. Let's get ready to rumble. You said we play it right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Thanks, Carmel.
All right. You're welcome, us. Talk to you later.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by BounderBBShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
The jamming or slamming competition is in full throttle, giving you the chance to be treated like the star you are. Dynamic Beauty Expo has joined forces with Hip Hop National Radio for one of the country's most rewarding artist and music contests. The jamming or slamming competition. If you're an artist who has what it takes and wins, then you and a guest will receive dynamic VIP treatment with a one-night hotel accommodation on South Beach, transportation services, access to all Dynamic's events, along with a Dynamic Wagman. This is your chance to not just perform live,
but be the featured premier act on the Dynamic stage with the winning selection at the Dynamic Beauty Expo,
September 16th and 17th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. For more information on how you can win and enter, visit www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com. The only way to win is to register. Visit online now at www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com.
In India, every month, 100,000 children die of starvation and violence. In a town called Tanuku, we have an orphanage called Nirakshana Children's Home. Nirakshana means hope. The orphanage presently provides a safe haven for 30 children who have come from poverty-stricken backgrounds, abandoned by society and isolated. At Nirakshana they have shelter, food, companionship, but most of all, hope. Please look deeply within yourselves as we need your help to ensure that the ministry of Nirakshana grows and prospers. $8 a month is not a fortune, but collectively it becomes huge, allowing us to transform the lives of these children. Take the time to browse our website, Nirakshana, that's NIRIEKSHANA.net. A big thanks to Hip Hop National Radio and Hip Hop National Magazine for helping us reach a global audience.
That's right. We're helping you reach that global audience, Nirakshana, because you have a great and awesome cause. Tonight, it's been a great night. We had DJ Carmel Love from WAIRradio.com. Y'all go check her out. Tonight, we were talking about chasing airplay. How do I obtain it? This song is one of our most requested song right here. We get a lot of emails on it. And this Tia Parchman with you. You stay locked and loaded right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
If I didn't walk with a hands on my hip, didn't have cute lips or walk with a twist, would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me?
Yeah. If I didn't call till I needed some money, but I caught an attitude when you didn't give me plenty, would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me, baby?
Tell me that. If I couldn't rhyme like 7, 8, 9 and I cussed all the time, but I looked real fine, would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me?
I don't know. If I couldn't read, had low self-esteem, but I paid for the bill every time we went out to eat, would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me?
But
is it all about the looks? Maybe. Is it all about the hair? Maybe. Is it all about skin tone? Maybe. Are you that shallow?
OMG.
If you rollin' with me, you gotta have that good hair.
Yeah.
Rollin' with me, everybody gotta stare. Hey. If you rollin' with me, gotta be a 10. Hey. If you rollin' with me.
If I didn't have such a beautiful smile and I didn't have rhythm, but I had a unibrow, would you holler at me?
Wow.
If I didn't like Kanye's song Touch the Sky, cause I didn't like to fly, but I had cute eyes, would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me?
Look, would you?
That is how, would you? If I had hair going down my back, but you found out that it all came in a pack, would you holler at me?
No.
Would you rather have me?
Look. But if I was a girl with a different name, but my personality still never changed, would you holler at me?
Would you?
Whoa.
Would you holler at me?
But.
Is it all about the looks?
Maybe.
Is it all about the hair?
Maybe.
Is it all about skin tone?
Maybe.
Why are you that shallow?
OMG.
If you rollin' with me, you gotta have that good hair.
Yeah.
Rollin' with me, everybody gotta stare. Yeah. If you rollin' with me, gotta be a 10 if you rollin' with me.
Would you holler at me if I was a thick chick, but I did stay fit, couldn't drink milk, I was lactose intolerant. Like parties, love to see your movie, new big shots, but never was a groupie.
Nobody.
Stayed up late, but hustled in the morning, never did too much, but never was boring. Man, I even cooked and cleaned, but wait, I never ever brushed my teeth.
Is it all about the looks?
Maybe.
Is it all about the hair?
Maybe.
Is it all about skin tone?
If you rollin' with me, you gotta have that good hair. Rollin' with me, everybody gotta stare. If you rollin' with me, gotta be a 10 if you rollin' with me.
Is it all about the looks?
Maybe.
Is it all about the hair?
Maybe.
Is it all about skin tone?
Maybe.
Like, are you that shallow?
OMG.
If you rollin' with me, you gotta have that good hair. Rollin' with me, everybody gotta stare.
What?
If you rollin' with me, gotta be a 10
okay.
If you rollin' with me.
Now,
you gotta keep your hair right. Stay fresh all the time. Cook and clean every week. It make me feel like a king.
I ain't the one to be put in a category of house. If on the scene knocking down like dominoes, ain't never had a strip and my fan base grows. I see them chicken heads showing off the body. I ain't doing none of that cause I'm a natural hottie. Getting deals left and right all the time. Major record labels, they be picking up on my rhymes. Musically inclined with my man by my side. Headers, they can talk but they ain't taking my pride. Pride possession in this worldwide music industry. Wear it on my shoulders, still walking gracefully. Making millions off of scratching monkeys, sliding them beats. Heads turning by mass, shakes hitting the street. Comatose taking over every radio station. All crowds turn it up, every race, every nation. Step on the scene, all my fans live on a shout. We're making money, stacking up what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going viral, taking over the nation. Step on the scene, all my fans live on a shout. We're making money, stacking up what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We going viral, taking over the nation. I know you're feeling this, so turn it up a notch. Ziggy in the hand and the other one a scotch. Turn off your brakes cause we coming undivided. Untie your dogs cause y'all know you wanna buy this. We coming up and I know you all be following. Looking at my stats, million fans, they be hollering. It's sense of greatness, how we do it, ball away. Starting right when we show, got the people in the craze. We know what you want and we know what you crave. And every nook and cranny smashing like tsunami waves. We got the sound of an underground. Now I know you're telling people it's the best you ever found. I got your ears, and I know you all be listening. Searching on the web, you see my photos, they be glistening.
We got the swag, and turn the vibe, ain't no surprise.
Turn up my oven, and watch my stacks of dough arise.
Step on the scene, all my fans live on a shout. We're making money, stacking dough, what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going viral, taking over the nation. Step on the scene, all my fans live on a shout. We're making money, stacking dough, what it's about. Over all the radio stations, we going
wild,
taking over the nation.
We waking up the music, getting out of hibernation. Got the hottest sound blasting when you turn up all the stations. Seems like it's been a while since you're bumping something good.
Got every candy painted Lolo jumping in the hood.
When my sound hits your brain,
then
you spread the word. West Coast flavor, traveling it up to East Coast. That's how we get around anywhere we do the most.
We're coming after, best believe we'll catch your eye.
Taking up all your senses at the end, you'll wanna cry.
We're stopping hunger, cause you know we got your flavor.
Wanna step to this,
we coming 10 times braver.
We got the mic, we the one you wanna be like.
We at the top,
everybody's got a long
we
high.
We are indestructible,
so come and join the team.
If y'all can handle this, you two can have it all.
Realize your dreams.
Step on the scene, all my fans just wanna shout. We're making money, stacking up what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We going viral, taking over the nation. Step on the scene, all my fans just wanna shout. over all the radio stations. We going broke, taking over the nation. Yeah, we're taking over the nation. Yeah, we're taking over the nation.
When it feels like you can't go on, just keep your head so strong. Just live your life to the end, to the end, to the end. Just breathe in the sweet air. Feels like you're already there. No one can hold you down, hold you down, hold you down.
You only got one chance to get it right. Don't let nobody hold you down in life. All this time I thought I had my game tight. My money's so light, I lay stressed at night. Trying to get ahead but steady fall behind. Every corner I turn, tempted by the grind. Get on your hustle, multiply the money. And when you do, watch how they start acting funny. Don't show hesitation, avoid temptations. A work and dedication, best motivation. You know the difference between a want and a need. Learn from your mistakes so you can truly succeed. Pay attention to three necessities. Sense of humor, respect, common courtesy. Chuck D, Ron, what you see or hear regardless. Don't waste your time living your life heartless.
When it feels like you can't go on, just keep your head so strong. Just live your life to the end, to the end, to the end. Just breathe in the sweet air. Feels like you're already there. No one can hold you down, hold you down, hold you down.
We face the deterioration of a whole damn nation. Cancellation of pace, the need for hate and humiliation. I'm a real chick, so I say real shit. When the beat drop down, super duper hungry, this is how I eat. Ready to see the unlimited possibilities. I'm not only speaking statistically. A social change we need drastically. Satisfaction we pretend to see. Stand up for yourself politically. To astonish, you can't even comment. Tick, tick, tick with cherry red one. She go get it. The truth and it will set you free. Being unique is my only technique. You don't know me yet, but you will, I guarantee. Never heard a lady rap like me and you won't be.
When it feels like you can't go on, just keep your head so strong. Just live your life to the end, to the end, to the end. Just breathe in the sweet air. Feels like you're already there. No one can hold you down, hold you down, hold you down.
I'm a real chick, I could be a real bee. Listen quickly, I'll snap this switch. It don't matter which of that I'm convinced. You don't gotta be rich to afford common sense. Street smarts don't cause extreme confidence. Fighting hard, maintain your independence. It don't matter what you say, it matter what you do. Settling for less, why would you want to? Five-star chick, solid to the core. Been ready for more, my Sharia more. Satisfy the quota for supply and demand. Certify my haters and turn them into fans. Qualified to ride, grind until the sun starts shining. Undivided, running out of time, search until you find it. The economy with Obama promises to be. I gotta take responsibility, my son depends on me.
When it feels like you can't go on, just keep your head so strong. Just live your life to the end, to the end, to the end. Just breathe in the sweet air. Feels like you're already there. No one can hold you down, hold you down, hold you down. When it feels like you can't go on, just keep your head so strong.
All right, you got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic. You say it right here on Hip Hop National Radio. If you don't know, now you know. We are giving the Jam It or Slam It away right now for free. You definitely want to go log on to jamitorslamit.net. Sign up, get your music here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. First 25 for free. You better move on it. Get on it now. If you don't know, now you know. You just heard Cherry Red featuring Mr. Black Till the End. Just before that was Kay Shiesty with Taking Over. And then now, and at the very top of that set, I apologize, very top of the set, I'm getting all messed up right here, was Tia Parchman with Would You. Up next is V Pro Music, Nothing At All. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Keep it locked.
Love my sweet love. Everybody make mistakes, but we both know it ain't gon' work. But we'd rather live together first. How long can we survive? And I just wanna leave. It's so unhealthy to wake up in that even more. I just wanna leave, staying here with someone that I know. Rather be hurt than lonely. Rather be hurt than lonely. Ain't happy ever changing. Waking up to nothing at all, nothing at all. So we're living in a war zone. You stay on your side. With the doors closed, I find excuses not to come home. This can be dangerous, and Lord knows.
Nothing.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's the producer extraordinaire, Mega the Man, giving a shout out to Hip Hop National Radio, where you find out all the works of how hip hop moves. Get with the movement and tune in to Hip Hop National.
This is Billy Rockwood.
And J.J. Washington.
Together we are the group
Scum.
We are the Season 1 Jam It or Slam It competition
champion.
Here is our new single,
You Fail,
on HipHopNational.com.
This is your boy Billy Rockwood from Scum, calling from Sweden. Here's our new single, You Fail. Get along and join the movement of HipHopNationalRadio.com. Request our song, S-C-U-U-M, with You Fail. One love and God bless.
Walking the wrong way.
Big up. Scum is in the area one time. Billy Rockwood, J.J. Washington.
You got to run the run
to the right path, find the right staff in this world of warcraft, read the right paragraph.
It's all about the math,
yeah, it's all about the jazz, yeah.
We wanna make it last, inside the contract, this ain't no witchcraft.
You came with so much pain, the big change like sun to rain. That's what happens when you aim too deep. You can't fall asleep, wait till the end of the world. If that's what it takes, many stakes at hand, a package of cornflakes, little earthquakes, tsunamis makes islands and lakes. Live it up right now before the whole world breaks. Piece of cake for the lord of the world to see. We are two brothers from other mothers, giving you simplicity. We're both thinking all the time, what is wrong with me? I got the devil from behind always calling me. But it's all about love and unity, an opportunity to live your life right, righteously. The minority, the majority, give your credit to the Lord. Run, 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 colors follow me.
You got to run
to the right path, find the right staff in this world of warcraft, read the right paragraph.
It's all about the math,
it's all about the jazz. We wanna make it last, inside the contract, this ain't no witchcraft.
I'm the banger, the future hanger. So she say I'm that dagger who pleases mama. That's my way, boom ya. I'm here, baby, here to the end, stunner. To make my life with her prospects, no dreams of stupid shit, just a test. Do the best of my abilities, no stress, yo. No bulletproof vest, drop on the mind, all things divine. Unwind, rough combined, nation, no frustration. Bang, 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 bang this out to the nation. So jump around to the sound of Scum, to rattle your mind, turn your brain like gum. So don't diss me, come, your fun's soon done. Have a happy time before it's done. 3 minutes, 30 seconds of this song, produced by Scum. Billy Rockwood, scientist, number one. So you're on this one.
You
got to run
to the right path, find the right staff in this world of warcraft, read the right paragraph.
It's all about the math,
it's all about the jazz. We wanna make it last, is that the contract? This ain't no witchcraft.
Walking, talking, losing. You're losing your shoes and you set up your job.
Come on. These clowns arouse my desire for life. I didn't just add some spice, taking the storms, what is wrong is right. Vice versa, you can't bring back
the hands of time. Productivity unlocked daily in togetherness. I believe it's the master of plans for eternity. Say you, yeah, say me. Fingerprints, a firm grip. My Lord is a master. I was born equipped with this arithmetic. Words of wisdom, witness to the blind, leading the blind, behind, blessed through stress. With this prophecy, I prophesy, ignorance is kind, inviting us with a smile. Is it love or lust? Moving forward, turn, then unwind. Two steps, with each breath I breathe, together we will achieve. I feel strong about this belief. I believe in equality, yeah. We all human beings, we all human beings. Howling like a wolf in the still of the night, a beast. Playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality, enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2, 10. Make sure the thief of time doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control. Your soul, our Lord shall console. Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow with these blessings. I do travel steady through the universe. Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity, setting for nothing more or nothing less than 70%. Because together we will achieve. I feel strong about this belief. Equality, yes Lord. We are all human beings, yeah. We are human beings. Come on, cause together we will achieve. I stand firm in this belief. Equality, yes Lord. We all human beings. 4 and 6 get 10. I check once, then twice, then turn. Raining or storming with these wind or fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads. Blessed to be sending my thoughts abroad. Sunny sun, we all sinners in the end. Love is loving the imperfections perfectly. Toleration the key. Drifting higher, drifting higher. Swaying away from this worldly desire. 7 times these heights which I do aspire. It's this original benefit. You don't, you will never get higher than higher. Drastically drastic, at the same time fantastic, because together we will achieve. I feel strong about this belief. Equality, yeah, equality. Yes Lord, we all human beings. Together we will achieve. I stand firm in this belief. Equality, we all human beings. Did you hear me? Cause you're supposed to be listening. Together we will achieve. Stand firm, yes I do, in this belief. Equality, yes Lord. Equality. We all human beings. We all human beings.
What up, it's your boy Quote, reminding you from the best tips and advice on the music business. Don't forget to tune into HipHopNationalRadio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
Quote me, do love tonight.
what you got, baby?
Maybach music.
Shawty sexy as she wanna be. Say she got a man, but her eyes say she wanted me. Shaking that in front of me. Ain't no point in playing, I could take it where you wanna be. Baby boy the man, and I never been a wannabe. On the California beach, party out in Malibu. Whole nother tax bracket, $1 million attitude. Crib I could bowl in, women I control them. Lot of money in hell, hundreds I could blow them.
Standing over there, girl.
This is your record. Looking
so remarkable. Got every woman in the club looking real uncomfortable. Yeah, said she had a man, but I ain't give a damn. I just wanna get with you, girl. Said she wanted me, didn't wanna leave. Felt the same way about her.
Blankets is covering all of your memories. It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. First, you pick your favorite photo, then select the product type that you would like. It may be a pillow, bag, or a blanket, just to name a few, but nothing starts moving until you pay your money, and then we'll send a finished view created just for you. Log on to www.fmblanket.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you may call 214-403-1524. That's 214-403-1524. Remember, Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories in time. You heard it first right here on the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jammin' or Slammin' competition. Jammin' or Slammin' is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Hey, it's T.I. here, man.
Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that one out of every three women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'ma keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
whatever you like. Pot one of these, pot one of those. I got them going for the low. 10 grand, that's my goal for the week. I represent the 7-letter, I'm a G. No handouts, no, nothing for free. Got to re-up money, now I gotta get me. Impala with the 5%, you can't see. Celeb of the streets, everybody know me. And I'm so St. Louis, show me where the guap at. Time is money, homie, you better watch that. Set the clock back, I'm an hour ahead. Snooze, you lose, or get indicted by the feds.
It's a mission on the street. Ain't nobody putting in work like me. Cause I'm a hustler.
Anything is possible. There's only one word that explains it. You're amazing. Showering rose petals draped in the walkway. Savvy, sexy look, let's ride in the fast lane. Yeah, the first time when you pass me, all I ever wanted was your time to make you happy. Hey, I've been known to real love explore, and I'm not searching for any more. So intrigued by your mind frame, never on those mind games. Styling, looking like a perfect score. Yeah, and to me you're a gift, like Valentine for as long as I live. Got a smile I adore, keeps me really so uplift. Personality of class, not too many represents. Yeah, and a vibe so magic. Living was the way that I would have it. But my missions made me change for the better, and you and I can conquer this together. Amazing. Matter of fact, ma, yeah, you really got me dazing. Beautiful compliments on all occasions, and being with you, my heart is steadily racing. Yeah, you go hard, cause baby got it all with credentials up the par. And we gon' be forever and forever is my all. You're my everything. Yeah, sometimes I question if I'm worthy. Pure, genuine, real respect, not earthly. Walk with a straight path, even though her body curvy. And compassion with a love, mommy never wants to hurt me. Yeah, and the vibe so magic. There's no other way that I would have it. But my missions made me change for the better, and you and I can conquer this together.
Cause she's so, so amazing. She's so, so amazing. Girl, you're so amazing. She's so, so amazing. She's so, time to go now. Got the girly in the ride and it's time to go down. Once I pull it out, it's a showdown. Oh now, you better be good. Don't slow without a soda round. It ain't no stopping the flow. I come through, I'm rocking the show. I'm counting the money mountains while you snorting the mountains of snow. With cheap hills, the cheap thrills. You view your fast life with cheap worlds and the speed kills. Give me a second while I'm pressing the gas pedal. I get my own shit, you live your life through your dad's metal. You end up as one of them sad fellas. I'm ready to go, warmed up from chinchilla. Or chinchilla, pocket fat like a gorilla. On the mic, I'm a killer. Keep it coming with punches and jabs. Bust a bite in with the pump in the trunk of the rap. Oh, pull off and I laugh.
Stopping my flow.
Popping y'all, it's your bad boy, a pop quote with Slipper Slide Records. And I want you to request my new single, I Want You, featuring the boss himself, Ricky Rose. And be sure to keep it locked and loaded here on Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line with Lady D.I. Pebbles and Poetic.
Hey, this is E. Walter Smith, founder of the Tenderness Campaign. And when I want to find out what's hot in hip hop and the business of music, I log on to Hip Hop National Radio to get the latest from the Dream Team, Myra Morris, Poetic, Lady Di, Pebbles, and the Hookup Man, Sean D. Coming up next, we have the first artist from A Little Tenderness, Artists Against Domestic Violence and Abuse. Her name is Adela Popo. She's from Dominica, West Indies, and the name of her song is Black and Blue.